Now a closer look at one of the artists Stephen just mentioned, Frank Ocean. He's up for 6 Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist. But just a few months ago, Frank Ocean's music wasn't the story. His sexuality was. NPR's Sam Sanders has this report, and please note it contains strong language.
On July 2nd, Frank Ocean was set to be the next big thing. He'd worked with Kanye West, Jay-Z, Beyonce. He made a mixtape that critics loved. And his debut album was set to be released later that month. But after a listening party for the album, called Channel Orange, a BBC journalist pointed out that a lot of the love songs in it said him, when you would have expected to hear her. I can never make them love me, never make them love me. People wanted to know, is Frank Ocean gay? 2 days later, he wrote this on Tumblr. 4 summers ago, I met somebody. I was 19 years old. He was too. We spent that summer and the summer after together. This was a big deal. It could be the moment hip-hop needed for change. Hip-hop is a genre that seems to have homophobia in its DNA. It was there at the start, in the 1979 classic Rapper's Delight. Grandmaster Flash did it too. The Beastie Boys wanted to name one of their albums Don't Be a Faggot. Kanye West once told MTV, everyone in hip-hop discriminates against gay people. He wasn't proud of it, and he hoped that that would change. Last year, it seemed Frank Ocean and his story would be part of that shift. Ocean is part of a rap collective called Odd Future. After he wrote about his same-sex love, the leader of the group, Tyler, the Creator, tweeted his support. So did several other prominent rappers. But that support was hard to square with Tyler's solo album, because that album contains the word faggot more than 200 times. Writer Dream Hampton says hip-hop has always had layers of language, some of which conflict.
Well, in terms of Tyler's response, the first thing about it was that it was loving. And with hip-hop, we're often having to find the emotional tone buried beneath some really brutal language.
But for some fans, that brutal language, words like faggot and dyke, aren't brutal at all. Michael Ruff and Deontay Spillman, 2 teenage fans who support Frank Ocean and Tyler, the Creator, say many of these charge words aren't meant to insult.
I don't think they signed to be anti-gay, but I think they signed it because that's just the words that fit their verse.
It just rhymes.
Yeah, it was something that would probably sound good. There's something that would sound good to their raps, or something that somebody would be like, oh, that was nice.
Okay, here's another big point about Frank Ocean's story. He's a singer, not a rapper. And whatever barrier he's broken, there still has been no out rapper to experience Ocean's level of success. Some fans say they wouldn't even buy a gay rapper's music, like Janae Wall, a Frank Ocean fan from Washington, D.C.
Because you're supposed to be so hard, but you're so soft at the same time. I can't get with that.
Paul Terrence, another fan, kind of agrees. For him, rap is about masculinity, toughness.
When you were a rapper, you had like street credibility, I guess. When you portray somebody being gay, like you don't really see them as being like from the streets or like go hard because it's feminine.
These fans told me that singers are given a license with their personas, their sexuality, that rappers just aren't. And as striking as it might be, Frank Ocean's coming out story hasn't changed that yet. In fact, he has yet to actually come out. In his letter, Frank Ocean never said the word gay or bisexual. Karen Tonkson, a gender studies professor at USC, points out he just spoke freely about loving a man.
It's less about codifying one's identity and making a definitive assertion about this is where I stand on the spectrum, or this is where I am, or this is who I am. That's something that's really characteristic of some very recent public coming outs, whether or not it's Queen Latifah, Long Beach Pride, even Jodie Foster's speech at the Golden Globes.
There's ambiguity about what Frank Ocean said, Tonkson notes, but he did do one thing for sure, open up a conversation. It's one that Michael Ruff says could change things.
I don't think rap is homophobic. I just think that rap is ignorant of the gay community and not knowing like how they actually would be. Rap has never actually gave it a chance.
Do you think it'll change soon? Do you hope it'll change soon?
I doubt it. Not soon, but possibly.
Ruff says there is a chance for hip-hop and rap to finally make a place for more than one artist like Frank Ocean. Sam Sanders, NPR News. Lost in the heat of it all.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Miami.